Gianna McCove around Kieran Moya and Joe and Tommy's sister May and his brother Michael. I only got really to know Tommy when he came up north as RTE's northern editor, and when we first met, we were fairly adversarial. We bounced off each other a wee bit off the air as well as other ways. But one of Tommy's gifts was that he befriended people. So over the years, we became friends, and that didn't stop him from being objective and from robustly interviewing me. But at the same time, he did so many other quiet things. Like, for example, as is well known now, he suffered from cancer for over 20 years, but he advocated for cancer sufferers. He worked with people. He quietly went and, at my request, and talked to family members, to friends of mine who were victims of cancer, and helped them and mentored them and sort of counseled them on the side. And I suppose in terms of the big picture stuff, he loved the peace process. He really helped as best he could. He particularly, outside of his journalistic role, quietly and privately built up friendships with people on the union side, particularly with the DUP, and opened up little bridges between us and them, quiet little sort of back channels between us and them before we got into formally talking with them. So he had a little expression, never better. That's what he would say. You'd say to him, how are you? He'd say, never better. So it was an awful shock, and obviously much more so for Kira and their two children and their family members than anybody else.
By all accounts, Ian Paisley was also very fond of the late Tommy Gorman, to be liked by men on the opposite end of the political spectrum shows the measure of the man, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he actually was very conscious of the humanness. So, you know, politicians or public representatives are not one-dimensional, and because Tommy was the type of human being that he was, he would be eager, curious to develop relationships and to find out about people. I found that he also was a good writer, and what I found about his writing was he made connections. He would connect people. So he would find something out about Ian Paisley, or find something out about his background, or find something that would not fit the public persona. And Tommy just reveled in those type of facts and details of a person's life. So yes, it is true that Ian Paisley was fond of him. Also, look, he loved Christy Moore. He loved the Sligo Rovers. He was involved with a program on RTE. It was an All-Ireland Schools Choir program. He actually invited me to go to it at least once. He loved doing that, and he loved his job, and he loved RTE. He loved being a journalist, and he was really invigorated by the process here in the north and across the island. And, you know, I heard Arlene Foster paying tribute to Tommy as well, and she stressed what I'm very inadequately trying to encompass of how he made friends, of how he met people on their own sort of grounds and all of that. So he will be sorely missed. He will be really sorely missed.